Well, let's bring in Corey Hirsch into the conversation, the color voice of the Vancouver Canucks on Sportsnet 650. Hirschy, how are you feeling this morning? Excited about what you saw last night?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Oh, well, we're doing really well this morning.
Yeah. Give me one second here.
All right.
I'm just valeting my car.
Ooh, I like it. Well, and speaking of Corey Hirsch's car, Corey is a presentation of Dilawri Nissan Dealers. Find your nearest Nissan dealer at bc.dilawri.ca. So make sure you get that Nissan nice and parked.
Gentlemen, I'm back.
There we go. Awesome.
I'm back in business.
We were talking
So what you do here is at the airport, you have to you check your car, and then when we charter back, they bring it back to you. So it's not really – I'm not really that high of a high roller. I'm really not. I'm really not this cool. But it sounded cool, didn't it?
It sounded great. It sounded great. It's like I'm just going to get my car valeted. You know, it's all good. They're going to take care of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's going on today?
So we were just talking about that fourth line from last night's game. Tim Schaller, Tyler Motte, and Jay Beagle. And you look at a guy like Tim Schaller taking a lot of criticism. And last year, he just wasn't good enough. Jay Beagle was hurt a lot, and a lot of talk about him and his contract. Tyler Motte, who was a feel-good story last season, he gets into the lineup in last night's game. And that line really was dominant. And it's like we watched it, and by the eye test, they had a good game. If you look at the numbers as well, I mean, they kept the puck in the other team's zone for the vast majority of the time.
They really did. I thought the fourth line was... They were outstanding. They were Jay Beagle's last couple of games. It's kind of some of the best hockey I've seen him play. So it's been quite impressive what they've done. And when Travis Green sees that right from the start, he'll ride that line. And that's what he did last night. And they just shut down that first line of Detroit.
Corey, one thing I want to get your perspective on, and especially when it comes to goaltending, obviously, your thoughts on Thatcher Demko, because technically, you know, went 59 minutes without giving up a goal.
Well, you almost had a shutout, right?
Yeah.
The almost shutout. The first shot goes in. And that's what happened. You know what I give him credit for? I give him credit how he just kind of, he stayed with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was his first start in almost 3 weeks. He doesn't have a lot of NHL experience. And he seemed to get better as the game went on. I thought there was 5 minutes in the first where he looked a little shaky, but he hadn't played in a long time. And then, you know, the rest of the game, he was lights out, and it's good the Canucks have a guy that they can rely on as a backup.
What did it look like in front of him to you? How did the defense set himself up really well for success?
Yeah, those guys are, they've just, Myers and Edler are, what a pair that is. Who would have thought that before the season started that Myers and Edler would be, you know, 25 minutes, 22, 23, 25 minutes each. And, you know, Tyler Myers has been a wonderful addition. And I think it just felt like he wasn't appreciated in Winnipeg. And I think he feels like he's appreciated here. And it sure shows in his play and how he's going.
When his play has been incredible as well, but if you look at that PK too, we talk about the power play, we'll get to that in a second, but you look at special teams. We mentioned for the Canucks, for them to have success this season, yeah, you got to be good at even strength, but you also have to win the special teams battle. And the PK was good last season. Are we seeing that carry over? Like, is this penalty kill as good as it's shown so far? I mean, I don't think they're going to be clicking at like 95% all year, of course, but is this a legitimately high-end PK?
I think that we haven't seen... Yeah, we haven't seen a really dominant power play yet. I mean, we've played Detroit, LA, Edmonton, Philadelphia, all non-playoff teams last year. However, you know, if this PK doesn't finish in the top 10 during the year, I'll be shocked. You've got guys, because you've got shot blockers out there, you've got Tanev, you've got some of the best penalty killers in the National Hockey League, Sutter, Beagle, and you have to win the draw. Anytime you're on the PK, you have to win that face-off, the first face-off. And that's kind of where it gets crucial, and that's where Sutter and Beagle fit in.
Talking to Corey Hirsch, color analyst of the Canucks broadcast here on Sportsnet 650. It's Bick Nizar and Satyar Shah. Going through yesterday's game, okay, the defense is scoring goals, Corey. Is it just simply how they're doing the rush, or are they just... The power play is starting to be effective. What do you says what is leading to all these chances?
Well, they're asking their defensemen to be active, so they're asking them to jump up in the play quite a bit. And you know, with Edler, he's got some power play goals. He's got some stuff from the back end, and that's a result of Horvat and Miller in front of the net. You can't score from back there on goalies. So Horvat and Miller have been done a nice job in front of the net. But as far as, you know, joining the rush, we haven't seen a player of Quinn Hughes' caliber in Vancouver. We've had some unbelievable defensemen, and I don't want to take anything away from those guys, but this guy has the ability to be a Scott Niedermeyer-type defenseman. Now, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go that far this early, but he's that talented, and I think that's what you're seeing here with the Canucks.
Well, he's incredibly talented, and if you start looking at how this team is kind of built for the future, you have the young guys still that will lead this team, and we talked about the veterans. You mentioned Tyler Myers. You know, JT Miller's been incredible. But we haven't even seen Pettersson, Besser, and Bo Horvat really play at the best of their abilities yet. So my question to you is, how far off are we from seeing the best version of this Canucks team?
Yeah, no, we're still, I still don't expect them to hit their stride until after Christmas time. I really think that you have to gel with new players. I think that you know, with it takes some time. It usually takes up until about Christmas time before teams really start to fit together. So far they've looked really good together. You gotta, in the NHL though, I've learned that you have to throw out the first 10 games and the last 10 games of the season, because some of the worst teams have the best starts and the best finishes when there's not a lot of pressure, and it's that 70 and 60 in the middle. Those are the ones that count. That's the meat of where you got to make your mark. So we'll see the Canucks probably start mid-November. That's really when this team's going to show whether this is a playoff team or not.
Hershey, always a pleasure chatting with you, my friend. And like Amar mentions on Twitter, Corey Hirsch is my radio dad. So there you go.
You know what? I used to always be the young guy. Now I'm somebody's dad.
It's funny how that works, doesn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah. Just tell them the Father's Day cards from the station. I'll send money.
Well, yeah, exactly. Make sure you add an unsigned check at the very end. Yeah. Or sign it or just leave it blank and we'll fill in
That's
the number.
Fine, too. I'll fill in the number.
Hey, all Hershey, thanks so much for your time, buddy.
Okay. Ciao. Right. Sportsnet 650.